This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. A Russian missile has struck an apartment building in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk, killing at least one person and wounding several others. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said that six apartment buildings were damaged in the blast and that rescue efforts were continuing. Kramatorsk is one of Ukraine's major strongholds in the embattled east. In his evening address the night before, Zelensky insisted Ukraine was determined to win back their land in the region. The situation in the east is very tough, very painful. We need to destroy the enemy's military power, and we will. Kramatorsk houses the local Ukrainian army headquarters. Ukrainian authorities say it has been regularly targeted by Russian shelling and other attacks in the past. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a related story, Russia said it is ready to allow an extension to a Ukraine grain export deal that has helped bring down global food prices, but only for 60 days. Russia wants to see what they call tangible progress on a parallel agreement on Russian exports before the Ukraine deal comes up for renewal again. The Black Sea Grain Initiative allows for Ukraine, one of the world's leading producers of grain, to safely ship food and fertilizer from three Ukrainian Black Sea ports. Developing story now from Warsaw, Poland could give Ukraine MiG-29 fighter jets in the coming 4 to 6 weeks. This according to Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki. He said on Tuesday this suggests Kyiv's allies are moving closer to an agreement on the next step in their military support for the country. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. The United States, Australia, and Britain on Monday unveiled details of a plan to provide Australia with nuclear-powered attack submarines. It's a major step involving the investment of hundreds of billions of dollars, all aimed at countering China's ambitions in the Indo-Pacific. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
At a U.S. naval base in San Diego, Biden on Monday laid out the so-called AUKUS plan.
With the support and approval of Congress, beginning in the early 2030s, the United States will sell three Virginia-class submarines to Australia, with the potential to sell up to two more if needed, jump-starting their undersea capability a decade earlier than many predicted.
The statement from the leaders said the multi-stage project would culminate with British and Australian production and operation of a trilaterally developed vessel based on Britain's next-generation design that would be built in the UK and Australia, and include cutting-edge U.S. technologies.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. In economic news, inflation eased a bit from January to February, but is still relatively high. And following the collapse of two U.S. banks last week, all eyes are on the Federal Reserve. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The government reports consumer prices went up 0.4% last month, slightly less than January's rise. But so-called core prices were up from January. The Federal Reserve pays particular attention to those prices as an inflation gauge, and the report puts the Fed in a tough spot. Prices are rising much faster than it wants, and Chair Jerome Powell suggested last week the central bank might boost its benchmark interest rate a substantial half point next week. But some economists now predict the Fed will suspend its year-long streak of boosting rates and instead focus on boosting confidence in the financial system after two big bank collapses the past 4 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Ethiopia and Niger in a push to engage with Africa to counter China's growing influence. Blinken will visit Addis Ababa and Niamey starting on Tuesday. Cyclone Freddy has claimed 68 lives in Malawi and Mozambique since it struck the continent for a second time Saturday night through Monday. It's the second time that the record-breaking cyclone, which has been causing destruction in southern Africa since late February, made landfall in mainland Africa. Stock markets in Asia fell on Tuesday, with shares of banks particularly hard hit, following the decline in U.S. markets amid the fallout from the collapse of two U.S. banks. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.